475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
See, when you worry about things and trouble about things, you do a discredit not only to yourself, but you're doubting God. And you're limiting. You're acting like a mere man. He said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, wherewithal you shall be clothed. Do not the Gentiles seek after all these things? But he said, seek ye first my kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, I'll add all these things to you without a whole lot of effort, without a whole lot of turmoil, without a whole lot of struggle and drama. I'll add these things to you. A twofold cord can easily be snapped or broken. Not a threefold cord. We just read it. Ecclesiastes 4:12, a threefold cord. Get me 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5 and verse 18. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself. And that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You can leave it there. Corruption cannot access incorruption. Now, I know someone's faith is being challenged right now. I'm coming to you right from the scripture. Not about our experiences. See, sometimes we allow experiences to become God. And people can get in the rut of experience. But see, you have to understand what time and hour we are living in. We are living in a time of a manifestation where things are changing. You see, we are becoming more and more aware of what has already been there, what's already there, what's always been there. You know, it's like this. The Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But have you ever felt like God wasn't anywhere around? Say amen, lights. Going through pain, going through struggle or something, and it seemed like God wasn't around. But what was happening, his manifest presence wasn't there, but he was there. Because he promised us never to leave us. And even though you may have felt forsaken, he said, nor will I forsake you. And if you know like I know, he always brings you out. He always brings you out. And then you realize, he never left me. It's like the portrait of footprints. God went to heaven and said, Lord, I'm looking back over my life, and I see an area of my life where I was really, really going through some struggles. Before that, I saw two sets of footprints, and I know that was you with me. But when I really began to struggle, I only saw one set of footprints. What's up? You know the story. The Lord said, during that time, when you didn't feel my manifested presence, you didn't feel the goosebumps, you didn't feel the sense of wellness, that was the time I chose to carry you. Come on. You got to understand, when you don't feel them. See, we don't walk by feeling. Nor do we walk by sight. We're not governed by these things because we are spirit beings. You see with the eyes of your spirit. It's like you when you see something in your mind. Your mind doesn't have eyes, but yet it does have eyes. You can close these eyes and yet see some things. Because you're seeing with other eyes. That's why we must progressively become more and more men and women of the Spirit. We're living in that time. So we see here, corruption cannot access the incorrupt. The word calls us begotten. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father, but we have been begotten. We just read that we are begotten. That word begotten means we are carrying the record of the DNA. Get it back up there for me. 1 John 5:18. I want you to catch this. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. See it? He that is begotten. Tell somebody, I'm begotten. Now the word begotten means you are carrying the record of his DNA. I'll say it again. That means you are carrying the record. You know the 23 chromosomes from your dad and your mom, naturally you carry that. So you look like them, you act like them. A lot of times you walk like them, you talk like them. Why? You're carrying the DNA. Well, if you are begotten of God, you are carrying a record of his DNA. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, take back your identity. The devil's tried to keep these things hidden from you. Through people talking to you. You know, people trying to keep you in a box. Trying to keep you where they used to know you. Oh, that sister so-and-so, I grew up with her. That was the natural one. But this one today's been born again. She's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Come on, catch that. You got to catch it by faith. I'm telling you, it'll revolutionize your walk. You won't see the same. You won't hear the same. You won't talk the same. Amen. Are you living today out of the wrong DNA? Here you are, born again, loaded for bear, hunting squirrels. You carry nuclear stuff. Been fighting with knives. Hear me? I said, you carry something nuclear. Amen. You are a change agent. Amen. You carry within you a kingdom. Amen. 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 A DNA. Yes. Tell somebody right now, own up to it. Stop being afraid. Stop being scared. Stop being wavering and double-minded and insecure. No, you carry God's DNA. Born again, you carry it. The record, the testimony, the wrong scroll can keep you acting as a mere human being. They're afraid on the job that they're going to shut down, and you're afraid too. You look out in the world and, you know, men's hearts fail for seeing things coming on the face of the planet, and your heart's failing too. Adverse weather starts heading this way and you head out. Amen. Feel a little pain. First thing you do is run to the doctor. two amens and a hmm. You know, one of the kings, I believe it was Asa, God was angry with him in his latter years, and he got diseased, and it says he sought unto the physicians and not unto the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that physicians are wrong or medicine is wrong, but how often are we subjected just to the medication? Hadn't prayed? Hadn't asked God anything? Is he a healer? Is he a deliverer? Do we carry his DNA? How many know there's healing in the blood? There's deliverance in the blood. And it's about time we got back to our rightful identity. Before you do anything, you ought to pray about it first. You ought to acknowledge God first. You ought to acknowledge that higher life first. Hallelujah. We are not just mere men. We are spirit beings with souls inside a body. The challenge today is we are progressively conforming or being transformed more and more to our spirit nature. There's an awakening, a restoration. See, you've been carrying it all along. But God is bringing you into a greater awareness, into a greater intimacy. He's showing up more. He's always been there. Your mind has just been so engrossed and tangled up in the affairs of this life. How many know the word says that a good soldier cannot be entangled with the affairs of this life, that he may be a good soldier. Soldiers don't get so involved with things going on. They're always on call. They might get a call early in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, you got to ship out. They got to be ready to catch that bus, that plane, whatever it is. Hey, Sarge, can you give me a week? No, you got to go now. Amen. Amen. Are you living out of the wrong DNA? Or have you let the record that God has written in heaven concerning you before you got here? Have you identified it? Laid claim on it? Let people talk. Let circumstances be what they want to be. But you stand fast. Watch ye. Stand fast. Quit acting like men. And watch. If you'll stand there long enough on your testimony, the record of being begotten, I guarantee you that things around you will start to change. Amen. When Jesus came, he changed everything.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.